While children are recognized as our future, we still neglect the issues which ensure their future. The early years of a child's life are obviously key to the development of their physical and emotional potential. New Jersey has been selected as one of six states to take part in a campaign that is designed to focus on developing and expanding programs to assist children in those early years. My next guest today heads the organization chosen to lead this effort in New Jersey. She's the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Cecilia Zelkin. Thanks for being here today, Cecilia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And learn more about the work of Advocates for Children of New Jersey and the program that we're talking about here and the programs in the upcoming event. ACNJ.org is the website. And the program is Think Babies, as we all should, but we all haven't. So what is the focus and what are the priorities of the Think Babies program?
Well, this is part of a national campaign to call attention to both our state and national leaders, to call attention to the importance of the early years from birth, actually prenatally, to age three, and the impact of what happens in those years has on future, actually lifelong development. There's so much more information now about how the brain develops and how much of the brain develops before the age of three. It's a critically important time in every aspect of a child's life, and this campaign is to focus the attention of state leaders on the importance of making an investment in those early years.
As I mentioned, New Jersey is one of six states. The others include Colorado, North Carolina, Georgia, Rhode Island, and Washington State. Is this a trial period for this program, and based upon how New Jersey, the other five states do, would it be a rollout in all the states, or was this a selection of states where the opportunity for success was the greatest?
I think it's probably the second. This is an advocacy campaign, and I think that the national organization, 0 to 3, looked at states that had a strong advocacy presence, an identified agenda, and an opportunity or a perceived opportunity to advance the agenda. And certainly with the changes in who is now our governor, the legislature, I think the sense was that this was a time to advance this agenda.
And one of those ways, and it really is a multi-effort, it's not just designated advocates. For example, on May 21st, there's an event called Strolling Thunder, and I imagine it will be, given the passion that many people, I think, are going to have for this cause and for the reasons behind it. Talk about what's going to be happening on May 21st.
So May 21st is New Jersey's version of Strolling Thunder. 0 to 3 in Washington is having their own national event. This is the second year in a row on May 8th. And I think the goal of it is to create a visible presence of parents and young children to really have state lawmakers see children, babies, and strollers, to give them that visual presence about the importance of the early years. You know, for us, we're looking at this as being focused on the importance of an investment in child care. When you look at birth to three, you're talking about a number of issues. You're talking about supporting parents as their child's first teacher. You're talking about making sure that children have access to health care starting prenatally. But you also need to look at child care, because that is actually the first early education opportunity for babies. And in our state, our state's investment in child care has been grossly underfunded, especially for babies. So we're using Strolling Thunder as a way to say you need to pay attention and make sure that parents have access to quality child care for their babies.
So a really incredible stat, too. Children's brains grow more during the first 3 years than any other time. By the time a child is 3 years old, their brain is 85% of the adult size and function, which, you know, you don't think of that much happening in that short of time.
No, you don't. And I have, you know, I've seen a number of graphs. The most compelling one to me is a graph that shows exactly that. What happens between 0 and 36 months and all parts of the brain that are developed then? It's significant. Most of language certainly is developed before age three. Now, that's not to say that there isn't future growth and development, but the foundation, as you say, 85% of that is put in place before a child even turns three.
So with Cecilia Zelkin, she heads Advocates for Children of New Jersey, which is the state advocate for the Think Babies campaign, which you can learn more all about at acnj.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. looking at some of the key points that you mentioned and from the program as well, and it's a lot of them are issues that fortunately New Jersey's trend has been on the improvement side of things is the involvement with the Think Babies campaign, the support from 0 to 3, is that going to further grow the issues and the improvement we've seen with affordable child care, children's health programs, and things of that nature?
Yes. You know, I think our state has always been in the forefront of support for young children. We have the best preschool program in the country that serves 3- and 4-year-olds. Our governor just announced an expansion of funding in the proposed state budget for preschool. So that's a great foundation, but we also know that learning begins before age 3. So we're looking at this as a continuum. How do we take the years from birth, really through 3rd grade, because those are the critical years to make that impact on future school success. How do we build on those? So I think we have pieces of this in place. Certainly our preschool program is an enormous success on every level, but especially in terms of outcomes for children. So this is, let's expand our thinking and look at what needs to happen even before preschool. So, and I think we're in many ways ahead because we already as a state understand that.
Seeing one of the issues being increasing access to infant and early childhood mental health services, which given the succession of tragedies we've seen by youth in their later years, a stronger focus on this specific item could in the future diffuse some of those time bombs from going off.
You're exactly right. I think just as we've learned a lot more about brain development at this critical age, there's also been a lot of research about the impact of trauma on children, young children, and its lifelong impact. And I think as we learn more about that, you know, children who live in poverty, for example, children who live in families who struggle to find housing and move around a lot or put food on the table, that all has impact on how that child grows and develops. And research that demonstrates that that continues into adult life. So this also, I think, is a way to address those issues very early to give children the optimal chance to develop and grow.
And as an equal level of importance, too, it's inviting and encouraging parents to become more involved with and being able to become more involved through family leave and bonding time with those early years of the child, because family circumstances, work circumstances, although necessary, can become a hindrance.
Yes, and you know, I think we'd all agree that a parent is their child's first and best teacher. So it enables that parent to be at home right from the beginning to get that foundation in place with their baby is really important. And New Jersey was one of the first states to enact family leave, but it has not been used by many parents because there are some barriers in the program that make it difficult for families, especially low-income families, to use it. We're very supportive of efforts on the state level to amend the program and make it more accessible to families.
And also there have been some national corporations, stores, businesses, employers, which have expanded their family leave programs and even adoption programs, too, which has been nice to see. So the tide is indeed turning. Don't forget about Strolling Thunder in Trenton. It'll be happening on May 21st. You can learn more about that, the Think Babies campaign, all the work of Advocates for Children of New Jersey at their website, acnj.org. We've been joined by their executive director, Cecilia Zalkin. Cecilia, thanks so much for cluing us into this new wealth of information and opportunity. Congratulations on the role you're going to be playing it with your organization in the Think Babies campaign in New Jersey, and thank you for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate your interest, and we're looking forward to the next year.